Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama, and Mr. Chad and Bob.
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in confrontation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Here we are once again, Saturday night, and it is experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice, warm hand that we always give everybody.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Thank you for the introduction, and I do want to say I do appreciate the folks to have come on today, and I just want to let you know that we are in the process of really starting to get things to go. And when I say to go, I'm talking to higher heights in God and Christ so that we can raise our consciousness and set our situations free from all this negativity. Because the bottom line is this. When you see yourself and your true identity and start to really vibe on your ability of what you can do and what you can achieve, then the bottom line just falls into place that you have to believe in order for these things to come about. Because these are things that we can accomplish, that we can definitely raise our minds and hearts in knowing in full faith, in full confidence in God and Christ, and know that once we raise our consciousness and full faith with them, the door to success and great opportunities will open for us. Because in the past, we've seen it, just as you heard the music earlier with Martin Luther King. You know, he was a brother that, you know, actually was able to create some awesome and amazing and wonderful things for his people. And now, even at this time, we can do the same thing for our people. Because when you look around and see, it's not like he did it all and everything is fine and cool today. No, there's still a lot of different problems that are troubling us at this time. You know, whether you're talking about being down south where, you know, there's certain states that you can't even vote in because you're black. Whether you're talking about being in situations where you have, unfortunately, white racist police officers that will gun you down and shoot you because you're black. And you still have situations to this day where you can't even get a loan from certain finances because once they know that you're black, the situation is whack. They're not going to give you a penny or a dime. And the situation is this. We don't have to stay in this state of poverty and financial struggle and going through a lot of changes. Once we raise our consciousness in God and Christ and truly acknowledge our true identity, and some of you might say, well, what are you talking about, your true identity? Well, we've been told all this time such a great big lie. We've been told that we are limited people that can't even fly. We can't do anything that can really help our folks in a dramatic and wonderful and positive way. So what we should do is just sit on the sideline and watch the negativity make its way through our lives and just deal with that because we're just limited folks. So, hey, you know, and the bottom line is that is a lie. We are not limited. Just like in the 60s, we were able to bring about huge and tremendous and amazing positive change. We can bring about positive change today. But the bottom line is we have to believe in our true identity. And when I say our true identity, you know, look at something that was said thousands of years ago out of the mouth of Jesus the Christ. And it was such a powerful statement that I can't even believe that in the churches today, they don't never speak on this. And this is something that we need to really acknowledge as being who we are. Because Jesus himself said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And that statement is very powerful. Because when you look back on the track record of Jesus Christ and some of the things he did, he was not a failure or a loser or alcoholic or a druggie, anything crazy like that. He was just the opposite. He was a true divine Son of God that actually was resurrecting the dead, healing the fatally ill that were about to die, giving vision back to the blind, giving hearing back to the deaf. He was someone that actually did phenomenal and spectacular things spiritually for our people. And the thing about it is, he said that, yes, I did all these things, but guess what? So can you, and even more. And that statement is amazingly powerful, because what he's saying is that you have the God-ordained power already within you. It's just that you don't even know it exists. So imagine if you awaken to the fact that you are not just a person that is limited and can hardly do anything, really. And because you can hardly do anything, basically, that's the reason why we look around and we see our community in the shape that it's in. But when we look and see things from another perspective, as Jesus was saying, the true reality of who we are is that we are all sons and daughters of God that have the ability to truly bring about positive change in our lives. And the only thing that would hold us back from this is that the lies that have been told to us from childhood to adulthood, if that has seeped deep into our minds, then even when you hear the truth of God or Christ, it's hard for you to really accept it. But what I'm saying to you, for those whose hearts and minds are open to the teachings and to the awesome and amazing reality that Jesus was trying to share with us, and if we accept that and we acknowledge that, then those abilities of what Christ did can be done with us as well. But we have to be able to see it as a true reality of what we can do. And once we acknowledge that, then great, awesome, and amazing blessings can start to pour through into our lives and into our lives of others, and we can really change our community and our destiny. But we have to believe it in order to truly achieve it. And that's the thing. You cannot be a doubting Thomas. You cannot be a doubting Thomasina and think that you are going to truly bring about positive change in your life or utilize the spiritual power of God that dwells within you. Once you start to really acknowledge your true identity of being a son or daughter of God, then you know for a surety that you can tap into this power and utilize it to help your family, to help your community, and to also help the family of humanity. Because there are people not only here in the United States that are going through financial problems, but around the world. There are people that are literally starving in different places around the world. So once we start to open the door for our spiritual power to really be utilized in a powerful and positive way, then we can start to see some positive things manifesting in our lives. And that's really important for us to know that we can start to have some great, awesome and amazing things start to come about, without a doubt. So that's one thing, just acknowledging your true identity and being able to see now your new reality. Because in us seeing our new reality, in us being able to awaken ourselves to create a wonderful new start that can tear all the negativity that tried to hold us down in the past, just tear it apart. And that's what we need to start to see, that we are worthy of manifesting a great and wonderful new reality. And I know it's not easy after you've been lied to for so long that you are a limited person and you can't do this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is, once you start to see not only what Christ Jesus said, but even Lord Jehovah, he said something that was very powerful as well. In the Genesis, he wrote in the first book of the Bible, he said something that was very powerful. He said something that could actually really be a mind-blowing statement, but yet it was something that it really, really acknowledged even more so what Jesus was saying. He said that you are made in the likeness. He said you are made in the image of God. That is very awesome, amazing, and powerful statement, that you are made in the likeness and in the image of God. How can you be made in the likeness and image of God and not be empowered with any type of ability to do anything? How can you be a son or daughter of God and not have any imagery or likeness of God? That's just the opposite. You are made with the likeness and image of God, and you have the ability to truly turn things around. But the bottom line is, you have to acknowledge that this is something that is real. And Lord Jehovah and Jesus, when they said these statements, they weren't trying to be jokesters or trying to show you that they're alcoholics and they got drunk that day when they said that. None of that mess is the reality of why they spoke it. They spoke the God's honest truth and tried to share a very, very, very powerful statement that could be a life changer and that could be a opportunity for us to really bring about a new reality in our lives. But the bottom line is, when you've been told by this society just the opposite, that's what makes it difficult for us to deal with. Because when Jesus said that, and you go into the majority of churches here in the United States, especially the black ones, they're not speaking on any of this, what we're talking about now. And that's really sad to hear, because these are things that really allow us to take things to a whole nother level of consciousness, takes things to a space where we can really make some great and wonderful things come about. And once we can start to not only acknowledge our true identity and to see our new reality, and our new reality is us being able to acknowledge that we have the spiritual ability to manifest great, awesome, and amazing things in our lives. And once we start to really look at that and know for a fact that these are things that we can do, then wonderful things that are needed right now in our lives personally and also in the lives of our people can start to manifest and come about, without a doubt. But the thing about it is, we have to eliminate the fear and the doubt. We have to reprogram our minds to see that we have this ability. And once we start to see that, then us bringing about wonderful and positive things in our community can truly come about. Well, one of the things that I'm looking at right now that is really a serious game changer is that in us coming together in spiritual unity, we can definitely bring about awesome and amazing changes that can be a blessing for our community. But in order for these blessings to come into play, we need to start to see ourselves, raise our consciousness, and know that we are not just human beings that are supposed to be limited, but that we are spiritual beings that are sons and daughters of God, that have the ability to do some of the things that Christ did, and as he said, even more. So my question to all of you is to really start to see that your true identity is very important for you to acknowledge, and your ability to have faith and knowingness in your heart and mind that with our God-given ability, we can really make some things come about. And this is not something that is a joke that Lord Jehovah said. It's not a joke that Jesus said. These are things that are very, very true. But we have to start to focus on this and see our new reality coming through. So what I would like to do right now is to just talk about the fact that even in my own personal life, you know, I had some great, awesome, and amazing things that came about with me, because when I read that, what Jesus said, that the things I do, you can do, and even more, I almost fell out my chair, you know, because I said, wow, that's a very powerful statement. You know, I'm wondering why they don't preach about this in the churches, because if that's true, what Jesus is saying, then that means we can do these things. I wonder why none of this is never mentioned. This is really interesting, because these are some very powerful statements that Jesus is saying right now. And I said, you know what? I wonder if it's true. I said, let me check into it. So I looked into seeing if the spiritual power, healing power of Jesus to Christ could really allow a person to be a spiritual healer or not. And when I checked into that and I looked into how Jesus's healing power was no joke, I saw that there were definitely different situations that came about that the Lord allowed me to wonderfully and thankfully, I'm very thankful that I experienced that the healing power of Christ was very powerful and very real. It allowed me to help, you know, two people that had vision problems and they were, you know, blind, and they were able to get their vision back, and that was great. It allowed me to help a few people that were definitely on their deathbed with illnesses like cancer and other serious health problems that, you know, they, you know, were being told that they were about to leave their bodies. And through the healing power of Christ, I was able to help those people be healed. And there was even one person that I dealt with who was going deaf. And if you didn't yell into his ear, he couldn't hear you at all. If you were standing just 1 or 2 feet away from him, he couldn't hear a word you were saying. You had to, like, be talking right into his ear for him to actually hear. And that was really sad to see. But the bottom line is, you know, we did what we call a healing meditation. And when we did the healing meditation together, at the end of that session, he got his hearing back. And I was glad to see that. And I was glad to see that was able to save the lives of quite a few people. And not only with that, but even with our, you know, program that we had with dealing with the youth and with these gang wars. So all I could say at this point is that these are things that can happen, not only for Jesus. Not only was I very fortunate to be blessed to run across and find out that what Jesus was saying was no joke, it was true. And I know for some of you, you might be saying, really? Brother, you were able to do that? Definitely was. And I'm very glad to see that these things came about for me, that I could be able to help the lives of others that were in desperate and terrible situations that could be healed through the power of Jesus the Christ. And all I can say is that these are things that can happen, but we have to believe it in order to receive the power of God to be released in our lives, the power of Christ to be released in our lives, and for us to really know that our true identity is no joke. It's very powerful. It's a game changer. It can really turn a lot of the negative things that we've experienced in our lives. It could turn it all around, and we could start to see a wonderful opportunity come around and get rid of that negative frown that so many of our people have and start to replace it with joy and happiness and prosperity and wealth, and start to see some wonderful things come about. And this is something that we really need to do, because right now, you know, we still have, unfortunately, in our community, our children reaching out to kill one another through these gang wars. And we need to focus on seeing an ending of that happening. And we can bring that about, that no question in our minds should be there, not knowing that this is our true ability to bring about awesome and amazing changes in our lives. And this is no jive. We can do this, and we can make it happen. And the other thing that is really needed, and that is a big problem in our community as well, is the fact that poverty has really held us down for a long time. You know, so many of us are stuck in on welfare and stuck in poverty and living out on the streets with no money and no way to make ends meet. But that's the thing. We don't have to stay there. We can, again, tap into our spiritual power and ability, and we can manifest wealth. That's right. And that was one of the things that I wanted to acknowledge, is that I remember in the past, there was, you know, a sister, and we had just started our, you know, our meditation group. And this was about five or six, what was the second one? Actually, that was more than that time. That was about 8 or 9 years ago. Yeah, about that, 8 or 9 years ago, where we started our first meditation group. And basically, there was a sister in our group that was unfortunately in a situation where her landlord, you know, her lease had run out, and her landlord raised her amount that she had to pay for her rent. And the landlord was saying, I'll give you a month's time to get this money where you could, you know, make the monthly payments at this amount now. And if you can't make it within that time period, we're going to have to say, adios amigos, goodbye. You know, going to have to kick you out of the building. And she was like, you know, very upset with that, you know, because at the time she just didn't have the money to, you know, put that into her income right at that time. So she was like trying to figure out what she was going to do. So after 2 weeks of her running around trying to find different ways to make that happen, you know, nothing really came into play. But then she said, you know what, here I am involved in this meditation group. I said, let me see if we do a prayer and meditation on this. Maybe we could actually, you know, manifest this money that I need, because I don't want to be getting kicked out on the street here, because, you know, this is a nice apartment. I like this space and everything. I don't want to leave here. And, you know, let's see what we could do, because, yeah, this is really terrible situation here. So anyway, she came to me and she said, hey, can we do a meditation on this because of my situation? I said, definitely. We can definitely do that. So what we ended up doing, we did a prayer on it, and then we did a meditation on it where we focused on seeing her getting the money that she needed, and we also focused on seeing the blessing of God and Christ coming through and allowing her to actually receive the cash that she needed in order to rent out this apartment and continue renting it out. Because for years she was doing it, and she didn't have late payments and all that. She was making her payments on time because she had a good job, and, you know, she was working in California, and, you know, things were working out pretty nice for her. But anyway, make a long story short, what ended up happening was that she did the meditation and prayer with us. And about 2 or 3 days later, what ended up happening, she got a call from her boss on her job. And her boss on her job told her that he was going to increase her income and pay her more money. And she said, what? She couldn't even believe that that was something that was coming from her boss, because they had a decent relationship, but, you know, they weren't really close and, you know, really good friends. But someone told him about her situation, and she was someone that was on that job for about 7 or 8 years, and she was a good worker. And her boss said, hey, you know what, being that she's in trouble like this, let me just give her a little more cash and she'll be all right. But the other thing that he threw into the situation that even helped her out even more, because she was always complaining about taking this bus ride from where she was living to where her job was, and it was a long ride, you know, and she was always upset about that. But the bottom line was, he said, guess what else I'm going to do? I just bought you a car, and what I'm going to do now is allow you to get this car with the down payment money I'm giving you, and I'm going to also give you some additional money so that you can actually make the car payments each month as well. And, you know, you should have no problem with dealing with what you're dealing with in order to deal with your car, the rental, and other expenses that you have each month. You know, so you should be in good shape. So when she told me that, I was like, wow, that sounds wonderful. Not only did you get the money for, you know, the rental piece that you needed, but you also got the money for a car that we didn't even focus on. So it looked like the Lord really went, you know, way beyond what we were talking about and blessed you with even more. And she said, that's right, brother. I'm giving thanks to God and Christ on this one. I said, hey, I hear you, sis. That was really amazing. That was really amazing. And after that happened, it allowed me to see that we do have the ability to bring about manifesting of wealth, and sometimes even greater situations than we thought we could bring about. And all I can say is that was really wonderful, you know. And I even had a situation myself where I was in a situation with my meditation group again, and this was around the same time period because it was the same crew of people that we were dealing with at that time. Anyway, we were talking about, you know, we had the ability to manifest money and wealth, and all we had to do is really believe it sincerely, not look at it as a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina that was saying, what? You think we got the ability to get out of here. What are you talking about? We can't do that. We're limited human beings. What are you talking about? We can only do for so little. What are you talking? Yeah. And that was the song of this society that was ringing in our ears to tell us that we really can't do those kind of things. But when you look beyond what the lies are being told to you and start to look at the truth of what Jesus said, start to look at the truth of what Lord Jehovah said, then you can start to see that you have the ability to do awesome and amazing things. And the thing about it is we've been taught just the opposite, and we have to reprogram our thinking to pull our minds out of those lies and start to allow our consciousness to go up on high in God and Christ. And then once we do that, the things that we want to manifest will actually manifest. Anyway, my situation was I wanted to see if we could get some millions of dollars, and those millions of dollars would go towards community centers and other serious programs that could really help our community. And I was focusing on that, and we did a meditation on that, a prayer and a meditation. And when we did the prayer and the meditation, we focused on seeing myself and our people in our group possibly being able to receive, you know, this money that was going to be coming our way. And I was like saying, wow, this sounds really good, and I'm really very thankful that this can actually be a great possibility. And I was also thinking about the sister not too long ago that we helped that got not only her rental situation taken care of, but even a new car that she wasn't even focusing on getting, but she got it anyway. So the blessing came to her even more than what she was looking for. And then when it came for this money that we were looking for, we did the prayer and the meditation, and then the next day, I just happened to look into my bank account, and I saw $250 that was placed into my account that came out of, you know, it came out of the hand of God, because basically, I'm not going to say nowhere, it came from God into my bank account, from Jesus into my bank account. And I was like, wow, this meditation really worked. I mean, I didn't get no millions, but at least I got $250, you know. I could go get some fresh fries now. But anyway, the bottom line was that, you know, I was really glad to see that this miracle came about as well. And when it comes to us being able to manifest wealth, whether it's to help each other, you know, we come together and really start to see these great, awesome, and amazing possibilities become a true reality in our lives. And that's the thing. Through dealing with the power of prayer and meditation and visualizing ourselves, seeing ourselves receiving these blessings, then that's when these things can come about. But the whole thing is we have to believe it in order to receive it. We have to know that we can get our hands on this dough, and that is real. It's not a joke. It's not, you know, something that might happen or maybe happen. Nothing crazy like that. It is something that can definitely happen, but we have to see it and know for a fact. As I said, see it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. So that means that you have to see it with full confidence and knowingness that God in Christ has the ability to actually manifest great blessings in your life by activating your God-given ability and power to be able to draw wealth and prosperity into your life. It can't be a thing where you're saying, man, I know this ain't going to work. I'll give it a shot, but God in Christ can't help me out with this. This is crazy. I don't even know why I'm doing this, but I'll give it a shot. You know, if you go into dealing with that as a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina, what's going to literally happen is you are not going to be able to benefit from this because you've already put up a brick wall saying that this is not going to work. And when you think from that perspective, guess what? You're right. It's not going to work. So you have to start to see yourself, not maybe or might, but see it as a fact that will definitely come out right. And once you start to see things from that perspective, it brings a serious and awesome and amazing change that can truly, truly come about. And that's the thing. Tonight, that's one of the things we're going to do. We're going to focus on manifesting wealth. And the wealth that we're looking on bringing into the picture right now is an opportunity to really start to see a huge amount of money coming to us that we can put up community centers, we could feed the sick and the homeless, we can, you know, really start to put some wonderful programs out there for our youth and for our adults so we can end many of the problems that are affecting us today. But in order for these things to come about, we have to believe it without a doubt. And once we start to coming into that state of mind, that's when you're going to see a new reality come about. And these things can truly, truly happen. We just need to really, really see that this new reality can truly, truly be. So all I can say at this point is, yes, normally we're focusing just on saving the lives of our kids. But when we're going to draw this money to us and to actually receive it, what's going to happen is we're going to be able to really put wonderful and amazing different programs into our communities that will end a lot of the misery and problems that we have in our communities. And the thing that we really need to change is that we need to end, erase, and totally, totally wipe out the negative energy of poverty. And as we erase the negative spirit and energy of poverty in our lives, that's when all that negative jive will be no longer in place. And our people will be able to live a brand new, wonderful existence. And that would be great. So all I can say at this point is, yes, tonight is a night where we will truly step out to see if you are willing to, with me, come together in spiritual unity so that we could bring about some very awesome and amazing positive change. And our people definitely need it in their lives. So this is something that I'm glad to see, that we can start to manifest a new reality. Because our people need it, you know, having so many different problems that are upon us at this time. We do not need to just sit on the sideline and sing the song that says, woe is me, why am I dealing with all this pain and misery? We don't need to go there. We need to sing a song that says, I am so grateful and happy to God in Christ for blessing me with wealth and prosperity, for blessing me with joy and happiness, for creating a new reality in my life and allowing me to see that I am now on my way to a brighter day. And once we start to be able to see that this is something that can truly come about, that's when we're going to see awesome and amazing things manifesting in our lives. And like I said, we are sons and daughters of God that have the ability to do, as Jesus said, awesome and amazing things, and even greater than what he's done. And for that to be said is, like I said, a very, very, very powerful statement. Because as I said, he wasn't a loser. He wasn't a failure in life. And you're saying, so what if I could do what he does? He didn't do much of anything. No, he was a supernatural, spectacular, powerful, and amazing son of God that had done awesome and amazing things. And being that he did these wonderful and amazing things, and he was willing to share that ability with those that are willing to come into oneness with Christ and with God. Because you cannot do these kind of things and expect to get your spiritual ability activated in your life if you are going to actually, you know, utilize or want to utilize God's power in a negative perspective. None of that will they allow to happen or for it to proceed. You have to be in oneness. You have to be in a state of mind where you are here to actually be of service to God, be of service to humanity. And as we do those kind of things, that's when we can really start to see our new reality. Yes, indeed. So all I can say at this point is that I am very, very glad to see that we are, you know, at the state of mind where we can really bring about some wonderful things. All we have to do, once again, is believe that we can raise our consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ and bring about some very wonderful things that we can establish and make happen. And once we start to really get to that point, you will see some great and awesome and amazing things start to come about. So these are things that, like I said before, that there's no question on whether we can manifest it, whether we can make it come about. We can definitely make it come about. But the only thing that we need to keep in mind is that this is our true identity. This is not something that I'm just saying because I think it would be a nice thing to just fool everybody and have them think that they have this ability, but they really don't. No, this is something that came out of the mouth of Christ Jesus. This is something that came out of the mouth of Lord Jehovah themselves. And this is written in the Bible. This is not something that, you know, I would say, you know, I made up and that I'm just making this up to say this. No, these are powerful spiritual statements that were said for those whose hearts and minds can be open, God and Jesus has to say. And if we could actually believe that these things can truly come about, then we're going to see some great and awesome, amazing, great things come about. So all I can say at this point is that, you know, when you really start to look at some of the things that have been done in the past, all we really need to do is start to see that we have the ability at last. Actually, we already had it in the past as well, but because we were brainwashed so severely that we were limited people, that when we were reading these statements of Jesus and Lord Jehovah,
It just went in one ear and came out the other. But now, to actually look and see that we have the God-given ability to do awesome and amazing things. And one of those amazing things that we can do is bring about the ending of these gang wars to save the lives of our kids that need, you know, another way to actually be able to see a way of them having a successful and positive life. Because when you leave your kids out on the street with nothing but negative situations that are waiting for them out there, then basically what's going to happen is they are going to get caught up into selling drugs, becoming druggies, alkies, and to getting caught up into these gangs and to get into fights and to murdering and different crazy things like that. But when you can offer positive programs for them to get involved with, and you can also have programs that can tell them that they are worthy, positive, and wonderful human beings that can actually do great, awesome, and amazing things in life, and that they shouldn't see themselves from a down and out and negative perspective, but from a positive perspective. And once we start to see things in that way, and we can start to show them that they can start to live in a very successful and brighter day, then that's what's going to happen for them. But if you just leave them out on the street with nothing but negativity that surrounds them, then basically what's going to happen is they're going to get caught up into all of that negativity. And that's the reason why we need to manifest this wealth, this money as well. So we can put up these community centers and help our youth to see a brighter day, a more successful life, instead of ending up in early graves by shooting and killing each other. You know, we can actually bring about a wonderful new reality for them. But the only thing is, you know, if we don't come on board and start to really share these opportunities with our youth, with these positive programs, then they're going to be stuck in just the negativity that we got out there for them. And I'm not saying that we put all of that negativity out there for them, but the bottom line is that in order for us to take them out of that negativity, we must have to replace it with positivity. And once we start doing that for our youth and showing them that they are worthy to live positive and successful lives, once we start to really give them another option, instead of just going down that negative path of getting caught up into gangs, of selling drugs, of wanting to kill each other and all that kind of crazy stuff, and becoming druggies and all of that, instead of them having to experience that because that's the only door that's open for them, we can turn all of that around and then remove that negative frown that a lot of us have when we see how our youth are caught up into so much negativity. But it doesn't have to remain that way. But what we have to do is to see ourselves bringing about awesome and amazing new reality. And that is with us focusing now on our ability to actually bring about wonderful and awesome and amazing change for our youth, because they deserve to live a wonderful and amazing life. And once we start to do that for them, that's great, you know. And all I can say at this point is, you know, these are things that we can do, and I know that, you know, these are things that will start to come through. We just need to start to raise our consciousness and confidence and knowingness and faith in God and Christ and start to see that this is now our new reality. So what I would like to do right now is Well, it's almost that time for the commercial piece. We could do the questions. Okay. So what we're going to do right now is allow those who are on the line, if they have any comments they would like to share, you know, then we're going to definitely allow you to come on and speak about that now.
Okay, we open up lines. We're going to open up very unusual number here, 11111. 11111. Your line is open. You got to unmute yourself. Are you there? 11111. Your line is open. Can you open up? Your line is open. 11111. Your line is open. Your line is open. Your line is open. Okay, 631-358. Your line is open.
Yes. Wow, very great information here. Definitely sitting down here and meditate on what the brother's speaking on, because definitely that's what we need. You know, the more we put that in our spirit, the better, you know. And so definitely it's helping. That's what everybody needs today, you know, to compare to all the madness of what's taking place on the other side. But we know, as long as we know the truth, we'll be okay. Because the truth will let us free. Because as you can see, the plan is for us to hate each other. You know, it's for everybody, not just one race. It's all race they plan it for us to hate each other. So they don't want us to be united, because if all of us unite, they lose the race. So they gotta keep boiling and putting things on fire, so they can create nonsense, all their nonsense, so they can go ahead and do what they need to do. So, but you know, God is watching, and that's the key.
Very true, brother.
You know? So that's what's going on.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We're going to open up 917-561. 917-561. Your mic is open.
Well, greetings, brothers. Hotep. Assalamu alaikum. Amin. Lafia. And all the African greetings are for us born and raised in New York City. What up? I just caught the tail end of which, when I came on, you were actually talking about the madness that they have our youth caught up in. There is an African concept called Sankofa. We must return back to the past and fetch, most people say we must return and fetch it. But what that means is that we have to go back into the past and extract the best of the information that our ancestors provided us with to move us forwards into the future. We must know the history, because if we don't know the history, then we'll fall for anything that they put in our face. And we have to be aware that the God that we worship is not the God that Western society worships. The God that African worship understands that that God is in every being. Every being is divine. The Africans in India understood this. The Africans in ancient China and other places understood this, that we are all divine beings having a human experience. But the European God is materialism. The European God is strength. The European God is property and possession and power over others. We're not worshiping the same God, family. So we have to be aware when we say God and when they say God, we're talking about two separate concepts. What is the African concept? We are all connected. We are all divine beings. There's a place for elders. There's a place for the youth. There's a place for those of us in that mid-range. We understand in the African concept, as in science, energy is neither created or destroyed. So we have respect for all forms of energy, whether it's human beings, whether it's animals, animals, whether it's the inanimate things that, or the things that we think are inanimate, because plants and other things actually move, and you can see them move if you use still photography. We have to understand that we have two totally different concepts, and we can never reconcile those, because one is a divine concept and one is a lower nature concept. That being said, you said something about young people and gangs, and why I said earlier that the European Western world has mastered our concepts and twisted them in on us. The gangs are nothing but African male and female societies. The gangs is nothing but age groups in the African tradition. What the problem is, the gangs are not, is a twisted derivation of it. It's a twisted, sick thing where instead of the young men pulling and the young sisters pulling together to build within their age group to uplift the community and the civilization, they're being pulled the other way to bring the community down into domination, destruction, and death. And so we have to take back our concept and make it the concept what it was before. So that we don't know our history about why young people, it's natural for young people to form age groups within 10 to 15 to 20 years with the, you know, the brothers that are in their age range. It's natural for them to form groups. The problem is that those groups are not being guided by the elders in our community and the, us younger adults towards a healthy way, and they're not given, when they're younger, the concepts, the ideas, and knowledge that they can form their own proper decisions that are going to uplift us instead of tearing us down. And then, frankly, we don't control our youth the way that we should, meaning having a hands-on. Years ago, again, going back into history, years ago, Jawanza Kanjufu had a book about the four books, Conspiracy to Destroy the Black Boy, and he laid out that there were several institutions that are key in raising our children. In the African-American community, it was school, there was the family, there was the church, and then there were other ancillary organizations in our community, the Masons and the Eastern Stars. Down south, they had another group formed by FEMA, Jack and Jill, and other groups, benevolent societies, YMCA, and so forth. But we don't have control of those things the way that we should be, and you know, and we wonder why our children are acting the way that they do. And we say to our children that they don't respect the elders. No, the truth is the elders are not respecting the youth, because if the elders respected and protected and provided for our youth the way that we should, the youth would love us. The youth would respect us. So they are just a reflection of us. We cannot say, we can't downcry, you know, we can't cry and complain and treat our youth like the other. They are us. They are reflections of us. They are our actual blood. So we have to get back our traditions and put ourselves in control of our traditions in order to move us forward. We're going backwards because other people are in control of the traditions in our community. Other people should be in control of conditions in their community, but not those in our community. And there has to be a mutual respect between peoples, and that's the only way that humanity is going to move forward, when we begin to respect each other and treat each other as divine beings. But we have to deal with, again, that concept. Is your concept of God the same concept of my God? I don't think. I mean, not you, brother. Not you, brothers, personally. I'm saying, you're speaking to the other man. The concept of God is totally different, and we have to realize that. But we have to, in order to realize that, we have to take a real look at the history of the interaction of our peoples, of the Western man, of the Asian man, and so in the indigenous American man. Most of those, what is it saying on Sesame Street? One of these kids is doing his own thing. One of these kids just isn't the same. One of these kids is doing his own thing, and it's not what the indigenous people, it's not what the Asian people, it's not what African descended peoples are doing. So we have to look at that and stop looking idealistically or myopically, as if everything everything thinks as we think, because everyone thinks as we think, because it's clear that they don't. And until we understand that and put the world in its proper perspective, in its divine perspective, going to keep having the same problems in the continuing decline of our community.
Okay. Thank you, brother, for sharing that information. I feel that, you know, what you were saying, many of that is definitely, you know, true in that, you know, the situation that we need to do, though, and that's why we call it, you know, experiencing spiritual unity, is because we need to come together, not just, you know, Jews, not just Christians, not just Muslims, and not just Africans, you know, religions, but we need to all come together. And, the you know, one of the big problems that we have is that there are a lot of brick walls of hatred that are there that says, hey, if you're not a Muslim, I hate you and I don't want to have nothing to do with you. If you're not a Christian, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. If you're not a Jew, I don't want to, you know, all of those, you know, concepts come to the old saying of divide and conquer and making sure that spiritually we cannot come together to assist one another and to help one another, because, you know, you may be calling on Allah, another person may be calling on Jehovah, another person may be calling on, you know, Jesus, but the bottom line is, regardless of who you're calling on, we come together in spiritual unity to actually bring about our powerful ability to come about, you know, and we can make that happen, but the problem is we have to really tear down those brick walls of hatred that have been programmed in our mind that my religion is the only religion, and if you're not in my religion, you're with the devil, and I don't want to have nothing to do with you. And that kind of negativity needs to stop, because once we start to come together in unity and start to respect one another and start to really try to work with each other, that's when we can really make things really happen. You know, and like I said, you know, it's not a thing that it can't happen. It's something that will happen, but you just have to find the right people that are willing to work with us. And once we do, we'll be on our way to a brighter day.
718-350, your mic is open.
Yes, Hotep, and God bless everyone. There's no way of not agreeing with all the parties online have said. But let me bring it into perspective, you know, as far as there's nothing that has been said or written or done without the Word of God going into the Old Testament. And, like, if you go into, like, Psalms 10, it says, God standeth in the congregation of the Most High. He judges among the gods. Right? How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and faithless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hands of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on the darkness, in the darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, yea, you are gods, and all you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O gods, judge the yoke, for thou shalt inherit all nations. That in effect is that those things that are happening to us, you know, are for a reason. And the people, whether it was Nebuchadnezzar or, you know, whoever that we were put under because of our disobedience, judged us, you know, and God judged us. And he's saying, listen, how low have you gone? How low have we gone out of our place? You know, we were, did not say that you were God and sons of the Most High. And he's asking, why? Why did you lower yourself? And we come under judgment for that. Now we got what we call the slave catchers, which is the police, you know, that have put us in a place where we don't have any rights. You know, we don't have any liberty. And the system keeps us in that position, whether it's through media, whether it's through policy, you know, what have you. We have to rise up. We have to start going back to God. We have to start teaching our children about God. And all these other organizations that have been in place, as the brother was saying, you know, this is to build communities. And a lot of them are gone, or they're not passed on. There are not enough people or family to pass on these things so that we can become who we are really supposed to be. And, you know, we need to, it's not that we have to start something new, you know, because there's nothing new under the sun. We have to help the people to re-understand or redeem ourselves, you know, under what God has led us to do. And that's how I feel about it. But I had to read that scripture.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, brother, for sharing that information. And I definitely feel what you were saying is definitely on time because, you know, this is our time to come together and make this all happen. And we just really need to just elevate our hearts and minds, and we're going to start to see a lot of positive things come right on time. I'm really feeling that, man. So thanks again. Yeah. And we have another speaker that's going to come on at this point. And who's that?
Commercials. We're going to go to commercials right now. We have had a lot of good statements here. And as we go on to the other side of the hour, we're going to go to commercial break. We're going to
In dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com.
Yeah, you know, I told you about my daughter's situation when it got a little redundant at the time, but my daughter had bought a car. It was a lemon. The guy gave another lemon, and so we had to go to a different place and get a newer car, better condition. Nevertheless, we thought that they would submerge the balance of the old finance on the other car into the new financing. The bank agreed to that in the original beginning. Once she did all the insurance and transfer and DMV, plates and all that stuff, come to find out the bank will not submerge the difference on the last balance into the new car. And so she had two bills, $400 each, which she could not pay. And, young woman, just married, got a little baby. So it's not going to work. And nevertheless, we called PPLA Legal. We called the attorney. My daughter paid $24.95. That was an existing condition, legal problem that she just had prior to her joining. He jumped right in with a letter to the dealership and to the bank, and issue was resolved. My daughter got back her down payments and her money. She got compensation for damages as well, all for $24.95. Now, I'm going to say this. There was a cop from Philly, retired captain, and he said the reason he slapped and beat up black people because they got no power, they got nobody to call. There is prepay legal to call. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all 50 states in Canada and Puerto Rico. There is a legal presence in your life when you join Legal Shield and you get somebody to call. You have an identification card that says, police officer, if you're going to retain me, arrest me, whatever you're going to do, let me call my attorney. And that's in all 50 states. And they deal with only the major, major law firms in America. They deal with the biggest law firms in each state. Every state got a big law firm. Not all law firms are A-top graded law firms, but they deal with the top, top, top law firms. Okay, Monaco, Feldman, and Kramer is the law firm in New York State. Top, top, top. That's the law firm that I use. That's what the membership that I have, and that's how it goes. And then the top law firms in Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever. But you have access to all the attorneys wherever you go. Your children have access to all these attorneys wherever they go. Your kids leave home, they go to college 1,000 miles away, or you know, and they're not, you're not around to protect them. They get into legal circumstances. Prepaid Legal is there in whatever state they're in. They will call and represent them. You get a ticket in South Carolina, and you come back to New York, and you want to fight that ticket because you feel it was unjustly given to you. You're not gonna stop your job to go back to South Carolina to wait early in the morning at night and get a hotel and go through all that rigmarole so that you can go and fight that ticket in the morning. It's very difficult. But if you're a Prepaid Legal member, you don't have to go back to South Carolina to get back onto that court to fight for that ticket. Prepaid Legal will send a lawyer to represent you. And I'm telling you, it happened to me, and 9 times out of 10, the ticket is either reduced so low price that it's like you paying nothing, or the ticket is canceled. Okay? I'm telling you, do not leave without going onto your computer tonight and go to the website, www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com. RobinsonR38.wearelegalshield.com. I'm going to say it again. RobinsonR38.wearelegalshield.com. Go to the website, people. Take a look at what's going on. All the things that are available to you. Free will. They'll write a free will for you for nothing. Free will that they will write for you. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. You can't beat Legal Shield. If you got a business and you're a Legal Shield member, your business is covered on the Business Legal Shield, all of your employees are covered. If they damage a house of a client, covered. If a client wants to sue them for whatever they feel was mouthpieces towards them, covered. You can't beat Legal Shield, and you should not have it. Black people should have Legal Shield because the white cops already said black people got no power. They got nobody to call. With Legal Shield, you got somebody to call 24 hours, 7 days a week. If you cops stop you 4 o'clock in the morning, Legal Shield is there. You can make a call. You can call the customer service, and you can get a lawyer. Whatever state you in, wherever you at, whatever precinct that's arrested you, a lawyer will come to your aid and your defense and get you out of jail. Because a lawyer come to the police precinct, the lawyer could take you home. He can take you out of the jail until you go get your time in court. The lawyer could circumvent the cop from talking to you and harassing you and going from one conversation to the other conversation until he decided to knock you side of the head or shoot you. These things can be circumvented. It can be stopped. And by going to Robinson R 38 We W E A R E R Legal L E G A L Shield H S H E S H I E L D .com. Go there and check it out, and I suggest that you have your friends check it out, and you can also get involved as a representative and make money. Somebody paid $24, they pay you $100 and something commission. So it's a great all around opportunity, and I think you, sir, you, ma'am, should take advantage of it. We also want you to go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, PositiveChangePC.com. Go to the website. Go and get involved. This is for solar energy, $2.3 trillion coming to the United States government to develop this energy. They're going to get so involved in doing this that they're going to involve the colleges and universities to teach the kids a 2-year associate, a 4-year bachelor's, and a 3.5-year for master's, and probably another 4 or 5 months based on your academic ability and how fast you can learn and how what's your GPA. You know, if you're very smart and you got a 4.2 or 3.8 or whatever that is, all those geniuses that you know you are. Ron Robinson wasn't a genius, but I was trying to make myself one. I got the hell out of there as quick as I could. But if you could, you know, if you could face the music and you can hang in the academia world, and you can get yourself a PhD as well for free if you decided to study solar energy, natural energy, this electrical energy, this new energy that's coming into the environment, they're gonna start giving money to the universities and the colleges. Kids can study. A lot of kids are scientific. A lot of kids are technology. A lot of kids are engineering. A lot of kids are electrical students, and they can take advantage of this great opportunity. And you, sir, you, ma'am, you should also take advantage of this opportunity. Do not let it go by. Take advantage of it. We want you to do that. We want you also go to MyNYProject, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO.org. And the way you can remember that is my, like MyNY Project, like people living the projects, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO, like the singer, NEO, NEO.org. Go there. Go to MyProjectNEO.org. Go sign up. Go into the self-finance reparations program. You put your money in there, $20, $100, $2,000, whatever you feel you're comfortable. That money's invested into your family. That money's accumulated over a period of years, a lot of money, and you'll be getting a consistency of that money every month in payments. So go to the website, get yourself a membership in the self-finance reparations program. You have opportunities to deal with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, the Black Shark Tank. You can get a loan for your business. Get yourself blacklisted. Go to the application. Fill it out, whether it's if you're doing hip-hop and don't stop entertainment business, whether you're in the movie industry, whether you're writing a book, whether you got intellectual property for developmental technology, whatever you have, go get blacklisted. Go to the application. Fill out for a loan from $50,000 to $250,000 to get you some assistance from the Black Shark Tank. Okay? We want you to go there, my sir and ma'am. You go there. If you want to know more about this, give me a call, Ron Robinson, 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. 9007 914-363-9007. My email is rev ron ron 11@gmail.com. rev ron ron 11@gmail.com. rev ron ron 11@gmail.com. Sir, ma'am, take advantage of this information. Take advantage of these services. And you will not be left out of a tremendous opportunity. We have to change the conditions economically, mentally, physically, legally. And it's all here on experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges on his show, Tremendous Opportunities. You take advantage of tremendous programs. We as people, we talk and we talk and we want to change things. But until you get involved, until you start doing something about it, nothing will change. And so we give you these commercial information, and we would like for you to take advantage of it, and we would like for you to get involved into these programs. We just want to keep talking about it over and over again. All you have to do is explore it. How that happened, I don't know what's going on here. It's strange, but it is what it is. Nevertheless, technology is real. In the studio right here with Dr. Benjamin Bridges, maybe something he did to get me to shut up. maybe throwing that hoodooly out there for me to shut up so he can go into his prayer session and completing his show. And I give you back to Brother Benjamin, Dr. Ben.
Yes, sir, my brother. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that information about your daughter and everything. And I hope some of those folks that see that this could be a great opportunity for them to check out. Because having a lawyer that's really in your corner to help you out is a good thing, not a lawyer that's going to stab you in the back and mess you up and make sure you do some good years in jail. We don't need lawyers like that. But anyway, yes, indeed. So here we go. Right now, all I can say is we are really definitely on our way. And what we're going to do right now is look at, focusing on bringing about our spiritual tool or spiritual, I would say, ability to actually activate what we want to do right now. And this can be something that can really, help us tremendously because when you start utilizing the power of God within you and start to activate that and focus on certain things that you really want to see come about and to be achieved, that's when we can really make some serious, serious change in our community. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to look at saying a prayer, and then we're going to look at not only just saying a prayer, but doing a meditation as well. And by combining those two pieces together as the spiritual formula that can really bring about some awesome and amazing change. Let's see what we can do, because I know this can become something that can really bring a lot of great blessings through for us. But again, let us put our mind and our consciousness and our heart up on high and start to see that we can make our goals and dreams start to fly. But we have to believe it without a doubt, so that our goals and dreams can truly come about. So again, let us know that it's already been done and our victory has been won. So let's get ready to get started now. What we're going to do is start off with my brother. He's going to do one of his great and wonderful prayers, and we're going to see what we can do shortly after that with the meditation and make some things really come about. Without a doubt.
We're going to close our eyes. We're going to focus. Everything around us is blank. It's gone. We focus on heaven. We focus on God. We just see ourselves in a place of serenity, a place of peace and love and unity, a spiritual awakening, a spiritual unification that our Dr. Ben is trying to get us into, a meditation of a free heart. And a free mind. Free your mind right now. Free your heart of all those things that disdain you, that hold you back, all those things that are ugly, unpleasant. The Bible says, think about those things which are good, those things which are pleasant. Flowers, happiness, children, fun, just total serenity where your body, your mind, and your heart and your soul is working together. And we just come unto the Father with pleasure, and thanking him for all that he have done for us. And we come unto him with a happy heart, with an open mind, and a spirit that's open and ready to receive the word of God in meditation and in spirituality. And we just thank you, Father, for all that you have done unto us. We thank you that you gave us a mindset to come on here tonight and to have this spiritual awakening, this spirit in us, our spirit man, to develop over our natural man, that we see beyond the natural eyes and we see that which of God has given unto us. And we thank you, Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we say amen, amen, amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you for sharing that wonderful prayer. And now let us, before we get started with the meditation, let us start off with three deep breaths. And after those three deep breaths, then we'll go right into the meditation. Because the three deep breaths are there to help us to raise our consciousness. So when we go into the meditation, our thoughts and our feelings in our heart are up on high. So let's get ready to start to fly. Let's do that first deep breath. Breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation. Relaxing our minds, our hearts, our every single cell in our bodies. Feel totally relaxed and relieved. And now breathe out all stress, anxiety, tension, and negativity. Let it all go. Let it all go. All right. Next breath, breathe in deep. And that is the confidence and knowingness that we are truly God beings, that we are truly sons and daughters of God, and all we have to do is truly believe, and we will truly achieve. Once we start to know, even though we've been told for years that we are limited people that can only achieve so very little, let us start to see our new reality by identifying with our true identity. And let all the lies and negative things we've been told totally be released as we release this breath as well. So let us let go of all the fear and all the doubt, and know that as we believe in this, great, awesome, and amazing blessings will now come about. Okay, great. Last and final breath. Let us get ready to do that now. And as we do it, here we go on our way to a greater day. Breathe in deep. And as we breathe in, let us now see our true identity and our true ability to bring about awesome, amazing, and spectacular change in our lives. Not just a possibility or a maybe or it might happen. No, it has already happened because we put it out into the universe. We put it out beyond a shadow of a doubt, knowing that it can and will come about. And because we have the faith, because we have the confidence that God and Christ have the ability to assist us, to bless us, that is why we will start to see this new reality turning our existence totally around. But we just need to believe, and we will see our new reality. So let us let go once again of all the lies and the negative feelings and thinking that is telling us that we are incapable. But the reality is we are very capable. For as Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And if we start to believe in that, we are going to open the door for many great, awesome, and amazing blessings to start coming our way. So let us see that and know that we can definitely achieve what we believe. But we just need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, as sons and daughters of God, we have the ability to work all of this out. So again, let go and let God. And that's another powerful statement. When God is basically saying, let go of all the lies, the negativity, the things that are holding you down and holding you back, and set yourself free by letting God come into your mind and heart with a new reality. That's right. It all can happen, but we can't hold on to the negativity any longer. We have to set ourselves free by seeing God's power, God's reality as our new reality. And when we do, great things are going to start coming through. So right now, what I would like us to do is to see a very, very bright light above our heads. And that light is the light of confidence. That light is the light of knowingness. That light is the light of faith. And see that light working its way into our mind, filling every single cell in our mind, and reprogramming our mind to see that we are capable of doing great, awesome, and amazing things, because we are sons and daughters of God that are here to serve God and Christ and to serve the family of humanity and to serve the people in our community. But the bottom line is that we have to start to believe so that we can truly, truly achieve great, awesome, and amazing things in our lives. We are God beings, sons and daughters of God. We are God beings, sons and daughters of God. We are God beings, sons and daughters of God, that have been blessed and ordained with the power of God within us. And now what we want to do is to activate that power and see it come shining through in our community, in our lives, in our personal lives, in our community lives, and not only just in our local community, but also in the world community. Let us see this great, awesome, and new reality start to bring about positive change that can totally, totally be a game changer in our lives and in the lives of others. So right now, what I would like us to do is not only see that bright light in our minds, but see it in our hearts and see it filling our hearts with powerful and awesome and amazing bright light, and see a throne for God and Christ that are sitting within our hearts, and see that light shining brightly in those two spots where they are now, and know for a surety that we have the ability to really bring about awesome and amazing change, because we are God beings, as Jesus said, that can do great and amazing things, the things that he did and even greater. So how can we do those things and still be limited people? Remove those lies from our minds and hearts and fill our hearts and minds with faith and knowingness that being that we are God beings, we have the power and the ability to bring about awesome and amazing change in our lives. And let us start to see it start to come alive. That's right. We can make it happen. No question about it. We are sons and daughters of God that have the ability to do awesome and amazing things. We are made in the likeness, and we are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness, and we are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness, and we are made in the image of God. Very powerful statement. You are made in the image of God. Wow. If you are made in the image of God, that means that God is telling you that you are a God being. He's not saying that, no, you are made as a janitor or you are made as a, you know, a dishwasher in a kitchen. He's not saying things like that. He's saying that you are made in God's image, which means that you are a God being. And if you are a God being, that means that you have God-given power. And if you have God-given power, that means that you have the ability to manifest and make awesome and amazing and great things happen in your personal life as well as in your community life. So let us right now see that powerful light of knowingness, faith, and confidence. Let us see it flowing from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet. And now that our mind and hearts are in oneness and knowing, not guessing or maybeing, but knowing that we are sons and daughters of God, that have the ability to make awesome and amazing things happen. We can make it. There's no question in our minds. Because now that we see that we are reflective of living in a new reality, we can bring it about without a doubt. So let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things can truly come about. Let us see our children in our community that are caught up into these gangs and wanting to take each other's lives and kill each other and destroy each other. Let us see the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ flowing into their minds and hearts and filling every single cell in their mind, every single cell in their heart, and allowing the divine love of God to replace, and the divine love of Christ to replace the negativity that was once there, telling them it's a good thing to kill, it's a good thing to lie on each other, it's a good thing to try to destroy each other's lives. All that negative jive can be totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ. And know for a surety this is what is needed for us to be truly in oneness with our new identity. And once we start to see ourselves no longer caught up in the negativity of the past, we can start to now see ourselves totally free from all the negativity of the past and start to live our new reality at last. And here we go. Once again, we see the gang wars over. They're done. We see the negativity of many youth and even older adults that are caught up in these gang situations, that their hearts and minds are filled as well with the divine love of God and stopping the murdering, stopping the killing that should not even exist. Let the demonic forces be totally cast out of their minds and hearts, telling them to kill and destroy each other. Let the divine love of God, let the divine love of Christ fill their minds and hearts and bring about a brand new start to live a positive and successful life in doing things right, not wrong. Now, the other piece that we now need to see is that we have the ability not only to stop these gang wars and to totally cleanse the mind, hearts, and souls of these youth that want to kill each other and destroy each other's lives. But we have the ability to manifest wealth and prosperity. We have the ability to make not only a few dollars come into our lives, but I'm talking about millions of dollars. I'm seeing millions of dollars flowing into our lives right now, and I'm feeling our God-given ability magnetically drawing to us millions upon even billions of dollars that are flowing back into our possession. I'm seeing millions upon billions of dollars that we are now receiving and that we are now getting into our hands. And as we receive it, we can make positive new reality in our community and on our land, no longer being victims of poverty and struggling to make ends meet. But now we are seeing that millions upon billions of dollars are coming to us, and we'll be using those funds to help our people build community centers, feed the poor, and help the homeless to have places to live, like homeless shelters, and not only just leaving them in a homeless shelter, but also reprogramming their mind to see that they have the ability to make money for themselves. Because as the old saying goes, don't just provide fish for a person, teach that person how to fish so they could go out and do it on their own as well, so that you can be able to make things happen. And that's what we need to do as well. We need to teach our youth and teach our adults how they can not only work for Master Charlie, but also they can start their own businesses and be their own bosses. They can also get out there and do some great and wonderful things in our community to help each other out. And as I said earlier, instead of reaching out to hurt and kill and destroy each other, now we could be reaching out to be a blessing to one another. We can reach out to really help one another and to show that we care for one another. And one of the things that is an African saying that is very true, it takes a village to help to raise the life of one child. So even though that child may not come from your particular family, that one child is still your child because they are part of your community. That child is in need of your help as well. So that's the reason why us coming together in prayer and in meditation and in spiritual unity to bring about awesome and amazing positive change in our community, we can bring it about. And just as I've said before, now we are seeing it already done, and our victory has been won. We are now seeing it already done, and our victory has been won. We are now seeing it already done, and our victory has been won. See our victory of receiving millions upon billions of dollars in our possession. See us having people that are those that can help us to receive millions and billions of dollars. See them coming into our life as well. See us being blessed with great opportunities that can actually manifest millions upon billions of dollars in our lives. And just know for reality that we are not talking about filling our lives with lies. We're talking about speaking the God's honest truth. For Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. So we need to start to see his blessings coming through the door, allowing us to really, truly receive these great blessings that are upon us at this time. And once we start to see that we are now able to manifest and magnetically draw into our possession huge amounts of money in cash, so shall it be said and so shall it be done. We must believe and see this happening beyond the shadow of a doubt, and our goals and dreams shall truly come about. We have to see this beyond the shadow of a doubt, and our goals and dreams shall truly come about. So we must keep our minds up on high, so our goals and dreams will truly start to fly. We must keep our minds up on high, so our goals and dreams will truly start to fly. For each of you have now been blessed where you are worthy to reach the mountaintop of success, where you can achieve your very, very best. Each of you have now been blessed where you can reach the mountaintop of success, where you can achieve your very, very best. Each of us have been truly, truly blessed where we can reach the mountaintop of success, where we can achieve our very, very best. So know beyond the shadow of a doubt that our time has come for our goals and dreams to come about. And as we see it and believe it, we shall achieve it. As we see it and believe it, we shall truly, truly achieve it. We shall achieve it and we shall receive it. We shall receive it and we shall achieve it. We shall achieve it and we shall receive it. But we have to believe it. So right now, what I would like us to do is to focus on seeing, as I said earlier, the gang wars totally, totally being erased from the minds and hearts of these youth and even adults that participate in these gang wars existing in our community, and let all of that negativity no longer exist. For as I said in the past, we were successful in bringing this about, and now we can bring it about once again. And all I can say is we are definitely on our way to a brighter day. Know for a surety that we can make our way. Don't feel that this cannot come about, but know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our goals and dreams are here to come about. Millions upon billions of dollars are now coming into our possession. We are magnetically drawing that to us through the power of God in Christ. And being that that is the case, we will definitely start to see things work out nice. And all I can say is that there's a nice little song I wanted to share, and I wanted to say it, you know, because this adds some more icing on the cake. And this is something that we can definitely bring about. And it says, well, the word, just in case you're not sure, but the word Yahshua is the name of Jesus the Christ in his Hebrew wordage, or they call it the Jewish wordage or Hebrew wordage. But the bottom line is, when Jesus was alive, they didn't call him Jesus. They called him Yahshua. And this song is saying Yahshua. It says, Yahshua, Yahshua, Yahshua is to me. He's a counselor, a prince of peace, and a mighty, mighty God is he. Oh, yes, he saveth me and keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful power in his precious name. Don't you know he's wonderful, so wonderful, Yahshua. Counselor, a Prince of Peace, and mighty, mighty God is he. Oh, yes, he saveth me and keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful power in his precious name. Don't you know he's wonderful, so wonderful? Yahshua is to me. He's a counselor, a prince of peace, and a mighty, mighty manifester of wealth and prosperity. Oh, yes, he saves me from all negativity, and he allows me to receive great wealth and prosperity. Thank you, Lord Yahshua, for your grace that will replace all negativity. All right. Well, thank you once again for coming on. And God is here to bless us. And we have been blessed.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.